We are joined by Steve Hukowski, the owner of Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And Steve, you have a great program, your Saber Blue program. And actually, you and one of your technicians were out to our house the other day, and you had mentioned that we don't have a humidifier, and it's something we may want to think about. And it's not something I gave a lot of thought to, because in our other house in Orono, we had actually two utility rooms, and each one had a humidifier. I would still wake up in the winter with a bloody nose on some days. And that's really what a humidifier, among the things it can help you with, right? And not to have that bloody nose.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, it's also, you know, too much humidity in the house is not good, and not enough humidity in the house is not good also. You need to kind of be in a happy medium, and depending on what kind of house you have and what kind of equipment you have will determine whether or not you need one. But, you know, signs that you need a humidifier is if you've got woodworking in your house that's cracking and coming apart, if your walls are shrinking or you notice the cabinets are pulling away from the walls, or if you get real dry skin or bloody noses, you know, those are really big signs that you need a humidifier.
But
a lot of the homes built, you know, in the 90s, early 2000s, before HRVs were required, you know, those homes were wrapped in plastic, and there's not a lot of air exchange, and they actually have a problem with humidity, too much humidity.
Well, was stucco an issue, too? Because a lot of stucco houses were built in the 90s.
Yeah, that's a different issue. They had water that was getting behind there,
okay,
which was causing most of that problem. But the bigger problem is the houses are wrapped in plastic, and they have very tight windows and tight doors, and they normally hold the humidity in that house. And without some kind of air exchange, it's hard to get rid of that humidity.
You know what's interesting about what you just said, and I never thought, I knew about the bloody noses, but, and it hasn't happened since we moved to Buffalo. The house we had in Orono, I would get dry skin every fall. And I really didn't, you know, I never knew what to attribute it to. You know, I'm just, I don't know, I guess it's a change in seasons. I never thought it would have been the humidifier. And it just probably wasn't functioning properly. Now, where, what kind of humidifier is the best type to get in a house? You know, and it attaches to the furnace, right?
Yeah, there's two different kinds you can get. You can get the room humidifiers, which are basically a vapor humidifier. You know, a lot of people use it with their kids when they get sick.
Yep.
Those are okay for a room-type humidifier if you want to add a little bit of humidity. But to humidify your whole house with it is really tough to control. You can actually over-humidify your house because there's no control on it. It's either on or off. The best type is the whole-house humidifiers, which is one that you would attach to your furnace. They're very easy to regulate. They do a great job of distributing the humidity throughout your house, and it's just the preferred way of doing it.
Well, we had a walkout in Orono, and despite having the humidifiers, there were some rooms where I could just almost feel that it was, you know, not like you saw the dampness, but you could feel it. I'd put a dehumidifier. The next day, it would be that little bucket would be full. So there is a happy balance you need to find.
There is. Most humidifiers now have an automatic humidifier control on them. And what I mean by that, the old ones, you used to have to adjust the humidity level based on the outside temperature, because outside and temperature and inside humidity go hand in hand. The lower the temperature outside, the lower humidity level you need in your house, and vice versa. When it warms up, you need more humidity in your house. The new humidifiers have an outdoor temperature sensor that senses outside temperature and will adjust that automatically to give you the correct relative humidity, which is kind of a measure of what it's supposed to feel like. You know, 35% humidity, the relative humidity, the percentage will go up and down with the outside temperature, but what it actually feels like, kind of like a windshield value, is what the relative humidity is.
Well, now, we have listeners that have, and this is great because there's a lot of good tips in here, but they have, a lot of them have older homes and others have newer homes. Some have homes that are 15, 20 years old. Moisture on the windows, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Does it tell you you need to get a humidifier or you have too much humidity?
Well, it normally tells you have too much humidity. If it's happening all the time, you have way too much humidity in your house. But what is common, when there's a huge dip in outside temperature, you know, if you're running, you know, 30 degrees outside temperature and a cold front comes in and drops it to 15 below, the required humidity in your house is probably going to be somewhere around 15%. But when it's 30 degrees outside, you probably got 35-40% humidity in. So when it drops real quick like that, it takes a while for the humidity in your house to dilute and come down a little bit. So you will have moisture on your windows for a day or so when that temperature drops.
Now, is the humidifier tied into the furnace? Do you only run it when you're running heat, or do people run it when they have air conditioning too? I would think the air conditioning would provide its own humidity.
Well, you don't need it in summertime because the humidity in your house is normally around 55 to 60%, and an air conditioner will actually dehumidify your house.
Okay.
So it's normally not an issue in the summertime.
And
you know, to one of your points, you know, you say you had a problem in the spring and the fall. One of the problems you have with a humidifier that's attached to your furnace is you get days in the spring and the fall where your furnace isn't running, you know, because you don't need heat.
Yep.
Your air conditioner's not running. So if your furnace isn't running, your humidifier's not running, and therefore you can get real dry during those periods.
Oh.
In the wintertime, is not a problem. Your furnace is running, and it's normally colder out, so there's a need for humidity, and your humidifier will run. But in the fall and the spring, when your furnace isn't running much, you don't get any humidification because your furnace isn't running, therefore the humidifier doesn't run. One thing you can do to solve that problem is put the fan in the on position. You put the fan in the on position, the humidifier will run.
And that's helpful. Now, I'm thinking back, I'm going back to the house we had in Orono. I remember we changed the filter in the furnace. I don't recall ever changing the filter in the humidifier. That's something that needs to be done, I'm guessing, now in retrospect, right?
Oh, yeah. That's very, very common. People forget about the humidifier filters. And as that filter becomes more and more used up, it becomes less efficient, and therefore you're not going to get the humidity. That might have been another problem in your house, is if you hadn't changed your filter in a year.
A year?
You're not getting much heat.
Maybe 18 years. We were in there almost two decades.
Well,
holy.
You're not going to get much humidification if that filter is bad. And they're relatively inexpensive. And, you know, every heating contractor in town has got them. Their guys have them on their trucks. So you go out and do a service call, do a furnace tune-up. You know, you can have our guys put it in. They're not real difficult to do. Every hardware store in town, every Home Depot, Lowe's, they have them. And if you can do it yourself, it's very inexpensive. I think they're $10 or $12, whatever they are, and relatively easy to put in. The only other thing you really need to look at is those drain tubes. You know, those filters basically come apart as they get used, and there's a fair amount of dirt, if you will, that gets into those those drain tubes. Blow the tubes out once a year, too. You know, just put up your
mouth,
give it a good blow.
And that's it?
Blow all the dirt.
Well, that's easy enough. Now, people that, if they have any questions or they need anything done with the humidifier, or you have a plumbing, heating, air conditioning concern or issue, and this time of the year most people aren't running the AC, but Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, you can go online to saberheating.com, S-A-B-R-E-heating.com, or you can give them a call. And I like having you as the owner give the number. I could give it, but you give it the first time, I'll give it the second.
Yeah, 763-473-2267.
763-473-2267. And any question they have, I mean, you're always, people can call just with a question, because obviously, like you're doing here, you're giving some tips to people about their home. I'm sure you have people there that are willing to answer their questions if they have any. And obviously, you're willing to go out and take care of their issues. And I fully encourage people to look into your Saber Blue maintenance program, because that could save you two things: a lot of headache and also a lot of money. Because if you have a problem, you do not want to have to, there's a lot you don't want to be dealing with, and it could save people money on their, particularly on the maintenance, what it would cost to have someone come out and fix it, because you have discounts and you have one program where you essentially not paying for labor, just the parts, and that's a terrific one for the Ultimate, which is something people should look into, as well as your Silver, Platinum, and Ultimate. But you have people there that can explain all of those things. So, Steve, as always, I greatly appreciate you taking the time, and look forward for more tips and cost-saving tips next week.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bob. Like I said, you know, if they have any questions, you know, feel free to give me a call here, or Jeff, our service manager, will help you out too, and we'd much rather help you out on something easy that you can do than have us come out and have you spend money on something that's really simple. Leave that to when it's a serious issue that you can't fix.
Absolutely.
We'd be happy to help you out.
All right, Steve, thank you.